I want us to check in with the latest COVID-19 numbers now. Infections are on the rise in the country, and this is weeks ahead of an expected fourth wave in December. The majority of the cases are reported in Gauteng. I mean, just on Tuesday, 868 new confirmed COVID-19 infections were reported, with 51 deaths. Yesterday, the NICD was reporting 1,275 new cases, which represents a 3.6% positivity rate, higher than Tuesday's 2.1% positivity rate. There's also been an increase in hospital admissions. Let's speak to Dr. Nicholas Crisp, who is the DG at the Health Department. He's the acting DG at that department. Dr. Crisp, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show. Is this an indication of the start of a widespread resurgence?
Morning to the listeners. Well, we're not absolutely certain yet, because that's really an academic decision of whether we're in a fourth wave or not. But we should all be very concerned that case numbers are ticking up. That means that the virus is in circulation and it's aggressive enough to be transmissive enough to be moving between people. So this is not really what we would have liked to see as we head into the festive season.
Where exactly in Gauteng are these cases concentrated?
Well, there were initially two hotspots, Tshwane University of Technology and somewhere more in the south of Pretoria. We're hearing that, people move around. So now we are seeing a lot more hotspots moving through Hatfield and elsewhere. So it seems to be the whole Tshwane area is getting small upticks now.
And the age group that's driving the increase from your preliminary surveying of where the cases are reported, what are you seeing?
Well, since Monday last week, we've been watching where the numbers are and where the cases are being reported from and ages and so forth. And it seems to be the vast majority are under the age of 45 and more concentrated in the late 20s and early 30s. Mm. So it's younger people this time who are getting sick.
How ready is our health system, Dr. Crisp, to deal with the expected surge? There are now 37 new hospitalizations in just the past day, meaning that there are currently 2,715 are people being treated for COVID-19 related complications in hospitals.
Yeah, look, we've been getting ready because we've known that there would be a fourth wave. It was always predicted to be sometime end of November or into December. So the health system, both the public and the private providers, have been getting ready for this. They're only just getting out of the third wave in the Western Cape, so there's still some numbers lingering from that wave. And now we're headed into a busy patch with lots of people moving around and socializing at this time of the year. So we've had to get all the hospitals ready again. Hmm. And we hope that we don't see the worst.
You were mentioning that the virus you're seeing, that it's transmissible enough. Has the testing revealed any new variants of the virus? Which variant is driving these infections?
Yeah, we're hoping to get that information. You know, the numbers are quite small, so it's only a few reports, but we're hoping to get that information now and maybe even today, but certainly sometime in the next few days, and get a better, larger number of variant types reported, because when you're only looking at small numbers, it's very difficult to tell what's happening.
Yeah, and I think one thing that South Africans, particularly business owners, want to know is whether they should expect lockdown restrictions should things continue in this way heading into December. We've seen how previous surges have triggered tighter restrictions, which have had devastating economic consequences.
Well, that's a bit early to say exactly how until we know how this particular wave will unfold, or whether this was just up flickerings, and we'll know that in the next few days or maybe week. I think what the real message to the public is, we have to protect ourselves. So you have to continue with wearing your mask and be very, very adamant that you always wear your mask, washing your hands and being in ventilated places, not being in big crowds. Forget about parties and engagements at this time, because you just need one of you to be carrying the virus and you will spread it. And above all, please go and get vaccinated, especially if you're a younger person now. old people. We have vaccinated more than 65% of people over the age of 60. It's good for them to keep vaccinated and keep going. But now we really need to appeal to younger people that who have not been coming for vaccination. We have the vaccines. We have the capacity. Vaccination sites are still open. You shouldn't have very long queues, so now's a good time to get vaccinated.
Is the fact that 35% of the population has been vaccinated and as low the number as it is going to mean anything at all when discussions around restrictions take place?
Well, look, the vaccination protects us as individuals, but we need a lot of us to be vaccinated to get to a point where you don't need to have lockdowns. And even then, it's still maybe necessary to have restrictions on movement of people and gatherings and so forth. So I don't think we must run ahead of ourselves here. We must watch what happens with the figures over the next couple of days and into the next week, and just see exactly where the virus is moving before we get too excited about that.
My understanding is that 41% of adults in South Africa had received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, with 35% fully vaccinated. What ideas do you have as government to ramp up that number? Because it's clear you won't meet your target of vaccinating 70% of adults by the end of the year.
Yeah, if I knew the answer to that question, I think we would have been far further down the line. We have hundreds of us who are looking at from various angles across the provinces and in the National Department of Health, several other government departments, GCIS, all our communication colleagues, people in the media, all trying to get the messaging across. We have also increased the number of pop-up sites, the number of outreaches to people's homes, number of clinics that are offering vaccinations, et cetera, et cetera. And the numbers just don't come up. It seems that large sections of the population just don't believe that they're going to get sick. And I've got bad news for them, because if they are going to get exposed now during this period to whatever is starting to circulate, they could end up getting very sick. Really, we want to appeal to people. Get vaccinated. It does offer you some protection. And you'll be happy if you have been vaccinated, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I guess the concern is that the daily vaccination rate is likely to slow down, especially after like the 16th of December, when you see large parts of the country going on holiday. I understand that you've asked Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer to delay the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines because you now have too much stock. I mean, it's a nice problem to have, especially given that initially the vaccination program was slowed by insufficient doses. Except with us, it's not that nice of a problem, because it goes to show just how people are not taking up these vaccines. Where are they going to go to, those that were bound to South Africa?
Look, the vaccines that we have in the country now are 16.8 million doses. That's of both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. Most of that is in the central cold storage facilities spread amongst our various logistics suppliers. So they're perfectly safe and they have a long expiry date and we will use them. But what we've been doing for a long time already, for a couple of months, is deferring our deliveries. Look, we've placed those orders, but we don't want to stockpile vaccine. We don't want more than we've already got in the country. And there are other places who are looking for vaccine. So it's better for us to have the vaccine going to other countries. And then when we finally get to that point where we need, then we can accept our deliveries at that time.
All right, so what? So the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines that were bound for South Africa, those are going to be deferred to other countries, and are those the countries on the continent?
We would seriously hope so. So, we don't control that. There are people placing orders, countries placing orders for vaccines all the time. And, if we don't need to accept our orders because we are not using them as fast as we thought we were going to use them, then it's up to the companies to distribute to whoever's the next requiring the demand. So we hope that a lot of that would go to the COVAX facility, and we hope that a lot of it would go into other African countries.
Is there a plan to offer additional COVID-19 vaccines to people with weakened immune systems?
Yes, there is. In fact, there's already, so I think everybody knows, we've started on Sisonke 2, which is the booster vaccinations to healthcare workers. And then there is a program which has been designed and is, if it hasn't already started rolling out in the last day or two, it will certainly roll out early next week for people who have got immune compromised conditions. Those are very specific conditions, and they're going to require a request form from the doctor who's looking after the patients. But yes, that is part of the plan.
All right. Dr. Nicholas Crisp, the DG at the Department of Health, is the acting DG there. Thank you so much for making time. Forget about the parties at this time. That's the message from Dr. Nicholas Crisp. Are you forgetting about the parties? How are you caring for yourself in making sure you don't fall victim and be in areas that are going to expose you to COVID-19? He says restrictions are necessary. So that's one thing we can probably expect this holiday season.